With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Residents of Liverpool can breathe a collective sigh of relief as Privateer Days is not being disbanded. Rumors swirled about the demise of the festival after the organizers posted on Facebook asking for volunteers to step forward and replace most of the board. Privateer Days board chair Tarina Parnell says the event isn't shutting down, but several board members, including herself, are moving on.
I've always believed that if you can't give 100%, then don't do it. And at this point, I have other things on the go that I'm not able to give 100% and just feel it would be better in someone else's hands.
The Privateer Days board is looking for people to fill the senior roles of chairperson, vice chairperson, secretary, and treasurer, as well as directors of grants and funding, music, PR, media relations, and vendors. Like every other festival in the province, the board has been unable to host Privateer Days for the past 2 years due to COVID restrictions. Parnell is confident once the positions are filled at their annual general meeting in February, the new board will have enough time to settle into their roles and put on the event at the end of June.
We've pretty much got everything in place for them. It's just a matter of moving forward with it and making any changes they feel they want to make or any additions and go from there.
Parnell says the board was working to make Privateer Days a more family-oriented event by bringing back fairground rides and revamping how entertainment was to be presented.
We have three local drinking establishments directly across the parking lot from where Privateer Days is being held. So instead of having the entertainment tent as a quote-unquote beer tent, it would have gone back to an entertainment tent and we would have supported our local establishments across the road to bring in some business to them as well and, you know, to really make it more of a community event.
It will be up to the new board members to decide if they will follow through on that vision. Due to current COVID restrictions, the Privateer Days annual general meeting will be held virtually over Zoom at 7:30 p.m. on February 24th. Anyone wishing to attend or put themselves forward for one of the vacant positions should contact the Privateer's Day Board through their website or Facebook page to receive the log-on information. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.